Bush administration officials believe they may now have access to a treasure trove of information about al-Qaeda after the weekend arrest in Pakistan of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He's an alleged mastermind of the September 11th attacks and a man long sought by U.S. intelligence officials. The Bush administration says his arrest is a major blow to al-Qaeda, though experts say it is not a mortal blow. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
It was a vivid image of the Bush administration's war on terrorism, a photo on the front page of U.S. newspapers of the straggly-looking al-Qaeda suspect right after he was arrested. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer wouldn't say where Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is being interrogated. He simply called the arrest a serious blow to al-Qaeda.
Let's just say it's been a good day for all around the world, except for al-Qaeda.
Fleischer and other administration officials suggested it was intelligence information linked to Mohammed that led the U.S. to step up its terror alert last month. U.S. officials believe Mohammed helped orchestrate the 9/11 attacks. They also allege he worked with his nephew, Ramzi Youssef, on plans to bomb up to a dozen airliners in Asia in 1995 and planned the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center. Terrorism expert Bruce Hoffman of the RAND Corporation believes it will be difficult for al-Qaeda to replace someone like Mohammed.
He was the person charged with implementing bin Laden's threats and thoughts into concrete action and attacks. So removing him from the scene, firstly, has a profound disruptive effect on any impending attacks, and I think particularly by the most trained and dedicated al-Qaeda cadre, but also the information he would have on cells seated throughout the world on attack plans that are either being currently plotted or set in motion has the potential to be enormous as well.
That's certainly what U.S. intelligence officials are hoping as they scour the information seized during the arrest in Pakistan. A terrorism expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Daniel Benjamin, believes the material confiscated during the raid might reveal more than what Mohammed might say in interrogations.
What's called in the business the pocket litter, the stuff that they found in his trouser pockets or around him, is very important. In fact, it was because of the seizure of a laptop in Manila in the apartment where Ramzi Youssef and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed were cooking up the Manila air threat, the effort to blow up all those jumbo jets that we finally found Ramzi, but also that we could foil that effort.
After that plot in Manila was foiled, U.S. officials lost track of Mohammed. One official admitted there's a blank spot in Mohammed's resume. The official who asked not to be named says it was clear only in the late 1990s that Mohammed was in the upper ranks of al-Qaeda. And the official says he stays up at night worrying about others with similar talents that may follow in Mohammed's footsteps. Daniel Benjamin, who wrote The Age of Sacred Terror, a book about al-Qaeda, has similar fears.
My feeling is that al-Qaeda has shown a fairly deep bench and that we should not by any means believe that we have dented their capabilities in such a way that we can rest easy. That would be complete folly.
Benjamin says al-Qaeda is durable because it promotes an ideology that he says appeals to dissatisfied Muslims all around the world. He describes al-Qaeda as a complicated web of jihadist movements. Benjamin also raises the possibility that groups linked to al-Qaeda might speed up terrorist plots now for fear they will soon be uncovered. Hoffman of the RAND Corporation believes otherwise.
What it actually does is smoke them out, forces terrorists to move from their hiding locations, to change their means of communication for fear that these will have now been compromised with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's operation, and therefore it really does disrupt terrorist attacks.
U.S. intelligence services are under pressure to act quickly with the leads they might uncover. At the White House, Ari Fleischer said he wouldn't even venture to guess whether the interrogation of Mohammed could lead ultimately to the arrest of Osama bin Laden. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.